And Governor Dunleavy is making his way into the room now.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for being here today. So today we've signed the operating budget. And the budget has some significant pieces to it. So the budget's been signed. We have reductions of about $680 million in that budget. And that that includes the work that the legislature has done. I'll give my papers here. Of reductions of about $280 million, which was somewhat historic for the legislature. We had added $400 million in vetoes to that to get the budget down further. In February 13th, we introduced the budget in an attempt to close this deficit that we've had for years. And we said that we were going to do it without new taxes and additional revenue. We were hoping to get that done this year, but with discussions with the legislature and others, other stakeholder groups, we decided to make this a two-year process. So this year we have about $680 million, close to $700 million in reductions. And so next year it's our goal to complete this process and completely close this gap so that Alaska can put this behind us and get on with growing our private economy, adding jobs to the economy, adding new industries, et cetera, et cetera. So this action this year eliminates close to 50% of the deficit. That's what happens. I believe we're on our way to having a balanced budget. When we close the gap next year completely, we will have a balanced budget going forward. The issue is, and we all know this, we can't kick the can down the road because we're running out of road. And so we take this charge very seriously. We said we were going to have a balanced budget. We were hoping to get it done in a year. It's going to take two years if everything works out here in the coming year. We look forward to working with the legislature going into next year. We appreciate the work they did this year on the operating budget. And we're going to talk in a moment here about some of the reductions that are occurring. It's certainly going to, once again, bring this budget down. But it's going to bring it down, we believe, to a level that we can completely take care of this next year. So with that, if there are any...
I think we'd like to bring OMB Director Donna Ardwin up real quick to walk through some of the steps that were taken as well, and then we'll take questions.
Sure.
On December 14th, we announced that Alaska faces a $1.6 billion budget deficit. And on February 13th, Governor Dunleavy proposed a budget that would eliminate the entire deficit in 1 year. His budget proposal was sustainable, predictable, and affordable, and together with his constitutional amendments, would protect a full statutory dividend into the future. This morning, the governor vetoed 182 lines out of the legislature's operating budget, bringing spending reductions, as the governor said, to almost $700 million, including the reductions passed by the legislature. Vetoed items aligned several programs to the level of spending proposed by the governor in February. Major reductions in the final budget include those for the University of Alaska, the Marine Highway System, school construction debt, executive branch travel, social services programs, the Medicaid program. Additionally, public broadcasting system funding was vetoed, as was funding for the Council of the Arts. The final budget will spend $4.9 billion in general funds, a 12% reduction, and the lowest spending level since 2005. The almost $700 million reduction in fiscal year 20, as the governor said, will leave us with about a $700 million deficit for fiscal year 21 that the governor will resolve and pay a full statutory dividend. There are many items that are still left on the table that were works in progress. The Medicaid reduction and marine highway reductions were always supposed to be two-year step-down processes. There are other things that the legislature did not take up that we could do next year to resolve the remaining deficit. The governor's vetoes reduce the legislature's $2.9 billion transfer from the earnings reserve account to the general fund by $1 billion, leaving that $1 billion in the earnings reserve to pay dividends. The governor did agree to a transfer of $5 billion from the earnings reserve to the corpus of the permanent fund. That's less than the amount that the legislature proposed to transfer, but it's the amount that we felt that could be transferred and still preserve future dividends until we have a long-term fiscal plan. So we have work to do ahead of us next year, resolve the rest of the deficit, and pass the constitutional amendments so that we can ensure the dividends, sustainable spending, and the future for Alaska.
So when we take some questions, we have some folks here that can answer details as well.
Okay. All right, we'll go ahead and start with Becky Bork.
Becky Bork, the Associated Press. Governor, a question on the special session. The Attorney General earlier this week outlined options that he gave you for that. How strongly do you feel about lawmakers going to Wasilla, and what are you willing to do to ensure that happens?
So we've been a little immersed in the budget issues the last few days, but we'll take a look at all of our options, all of our tools that the Constitution provides us, and we'll make that decision here in the next coming days. But we're hoping that the entire legislature, goes to Wasilla for the special session on July 8th, so we can resolve the PFD, and then hopefully when we get that PFD resolved as quickly as possible, we can begin to have a discussion on the capital budget. So,
Steve?
Governor, you've talked about wanting the legislature to follow the law. You've also talked about giving Alaskans a voice. So you've got a transfer.
This is Steve Quinn with KTVA.
That's under SB 26. So that doesn't line up with the intent of the law. Then you've vetoed the Ocean Ranger program, which doesn't cost the state any money. That was the people's voice. So how do you reconcile these vetoes with what you've said in earlier conversations with us?
So we have another set of laws that's on the books as well. And that law has been on the books for 40 years to pay a full dividend. We believe that with SB 26 and the draw, in conjunction with the transfer from the earnings reserve at $19 billion, we believe that we're following the law. And the other question was?
Vetoing the Ocean Ranger program, the industry was just fined $20 million for violating probation for polluting Alaska's waters. Why remove a level of oversight that the industry doesn't like, but everybody in the committee hearing that testified seemed to think what worked for various reasons?
We believe that there are ways to actually protect the environment, and I'm not sure if we have one of our folks here that want to speak to that in any detail. Excuse me?
Sure. I think the governor said that there's other mechanisms to make sure that environmental conservation is done. It's done throughout many of our departments. I think that we've said that, you know, this is, you mentioned an initiative that in which some of its own folks that pushed it have said that, hey, there may be another way. It hasn't been as effective as originally intended. So, look, I think the other point is in looking at this budget, there are some core services in terms of what is the focus of the department, what they're using their time on. So this kind of falls in line in a number of different ways. But we can give you some follow-up. I just want to note the change records that will accompany all these do have justifications that are applied to each one of these actions, these 182 lines. And so I encourage you guys to take a look at those. Those should be live shortly. James.
Governor, obviously I'm curious about the effects that these vetoes will
James
have
Brooks with the Anchorage Daily
just
News.
Just picking out one, I've heard from communities on school bond debt reimbursement. Many communities have said, hey, if this goes away, at least in part, we'll have to raise property taxes. Do you expect that to happen as a result of this?
I don't know the answer to that. That depends upon the community. That depends upon their reserves or how they handle their finances. There's no easy way out of this. Whether the PFD is taken and the impacts that will have on 680,000 individuals and families statewide, whether it's taxes, whether it's reductions, I think everyone realizes that there's no easy way out of this, or we would have found the easy way. I believe that the communities are going to have to make the decision on how they're going to deal with that. It wasn't reduced in its entirety; it's reduced by 50%, and that came. In part from discussions from some members of some of these municipalities that are dealing with the bond debt reimbursement issue.
Greg?
Yeah. Governor, Greg Knight, KINY News of the North. Is there any expectation on your part of the legislature attempting to override your vetoes?
I would imagine there'll be discussions. I think whenever there's vetoes, there's discussions on overrides. The legislature's going to have to ask their question, how they're going to pay for it. How does this, if there are overrides, how does this help resolve the fiscal deficit that we have? And as I mentioned, we're running out of road. We've kicked the can down the road so many years. We've drawn down at least $14 billion in savings to pay for this. And past administration tried modifying the PFD and also taxes. That didn't work. We said early on that we were going to take a different approach. This is the approach that we're taking. But I think you have enough legislators that understand that some difficult choices need to be made, and they're part of that. Keep in mind, $280 million was reduced by the legislature during this process. So I think all the legislators understand that we need to reduce this budget.
Andrew?
Part of the dispute over education funding includes $30 million.
This is Andrew Kitchman with Alaska Public Media and KTOO.
For next year's budget that they believe is valid, and your administration has said it's not legally valid. What's your position on that $30 million?
Sure. So as you know, the legislature did not include education funding, either the $30 million or the formula funding, in the budget. You may know that we have an agreement, our attorney general, with legislative legal counsel to continue paying the formula funding until the legal issue is resolved. But the result of that is that the $30 million in funding will not exist if the courts decide in the Attorney General's favor.
Okay, we're going to go to the line. So, operator, can I get our first caller on the line, please?
Yes, people on the phone line can press 1-4 to ask a question. One moment. We have a question from Aaron McCurry. Please go ahead.
Hi, Governor. In a recent visit, the United States Attorney General William Barr referred to Alaska's rural public safety situation as an emergency. Given those statements, how do you justify cutting $3 million in 25 available positions from the state CPSO program?
I'm going to let our OMB director address that.
Yeah, so as we've said many times in front of the legislature, that's money that won't be spent. Those positions are vacant, and the money would lapse. So because it's going to lapse to the general fund, we believe that we should just say that it's going to lapse and prioritize it to other programs.
Yeah, and Aaron, we can give you some more information. I think those funds have lapsed on at
multiple years.
3 years. We have in the change records that will be supplied the staffing levels. There's significant vacancies, and it's not for an attempt to not to add salary increases or changes to the program. And the governor is certainly committed to public safety here. So, next question on the line.
Next question is the line of Alex Dimmerman. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. I'm curious what the loss in federal matching funds would be from the vetoes, and if you could fill out the specific areas where those funds would be lost and a specific amount, that would be helpful. Thanks.
So the fiscal summary shows that there is a very small loss in federal funds as a result. The Medicaid program in particular, to answer your question, is something where the Department of Health and Social Services continues to find ways to increase their federal match, continues to go back to the legislature, and to get more receipt authority for the federal funds. So we don't believe at this time that there will be a significant loss in federal funds as we're working forward with CMS on further Medicaid reforms.
If you're just joining us, this is special live coverage of a press conference with Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy in Juneau.
Questions from Elwood Bremer. Please go ahead.
Hello, Governor. I wanted to get back to Steve's question a little bit. I honestly don't think you really answered it. Given your emphasis on following the law, how does vetoing out programs that are still in statute jive with that?
Well, there were a number of statute changes we attempted this year, and because those statutes weren't changed, we want to continue to have a discussion with the legislature, because to get to the full closure of the deficit, we are going to have to change some statutes. Again, with regard to, for example, some would call it a dueling situation with SB 26 and the current statutes, or the statutes that have been on the books for decades. That's an interesting situation, but we do have two sets of statutes. We believe that we're through the decades-old statutes regarding the PFD calculation, that it's a transfer, that it's a transfer to the PFD and to the people of Alaska. SB 26 is in law. We understand that. And we understand that the draw is a 5.25% draw, but. We need to provide for full PFD, and until that statute is changed, or until the people of Alaska have a voice in changing that statute, we've got two statutes that some say, in some respects, compete. But we believe that again, the calculation for the PFD, the decades old calculation for the PFD, still needs to be honored.
Okay, question on the. I think we have a couple more on the line.
There's no other questions on the phones at this time.
Okay, great. And we'll go back to Andrew.
Governor, some of the cuts in the budget include programs for more vulnerable Alaskans, adult public assistance, senior benefits, homeless assistance, adult preventive dental for Medicaid. What's your message to Alaskans who might want to see more compromise or have different values than are reflected in this budget on those items?
No doubt some of these reductions are going to be difficult. We believe, again, if there's a full statutory PFD of $3,000 going to Alaskans, that is money that Alaskans can use for some of the needs that you just mentioned. But again, we have to close this gap. This budget touches practically every Alaskan. It's not necessarily going to be easy. We never said it would be. But we do believe that in some of these cases, a full statutory PFD could mitigate some of the issues.
James?
Governor, SB 26 was designed to limit draws from the earnings reserve in order to reduce the risk that the long-term value of the fund will decline. Right now, we're looking at a draw that exceeds that SB 26 through dividends and through spending on government. Are you more concerned with the dividend than the long-term health of the fund?
No, I'm concerned with both. We have $19 billion in the earnings reserve right now. It's calculated to grow by billions more over the next year or two. We hope that this is going to be a one-year issue in terms of the size of the budget. We believe it's the budget that is what's risking any long-term health. We believe that once we get that under control, again, we can have a full statutory PFD, the fund continues to grow, and we eliminate that risk. But it's the growth in the budget that we have concerns about.
Just to follow up briefly, if you're concerned about both, why veto part of the protection that the legislators had passed that transferred to the corpus?
The five billion that we kept in there, we want to have more of a conversation going forward on a permanent fiscal plan. We want to make sure that we are thoroughly looking at how much money can be transferred without risking a full statutory PFD in the operations of the permanent fund.
Steve,
Governor, you've talked about making Alaska open for business. So how does a cut to the University of Alaska of $135 million support that approach of making Alaska open for business?
This budget is going to impact all of Alaskans. The University of Alaska, I have a lot of faith in. I know their leadership. I know many of the regents. I believe that they're going to be able to work through this, and I believe that they can turn the University of Alaska into, if not the finest university of the Arctic, in a few select areas. I don't think they can be all things to all people, and I think that's, generally speaking, the state of Alaska. We can't continue to be all things for all people. We don't have the money to do that, but I do believe that the University of Alaska is resilient. I believe they have good leadership, and I'd say give them a chance. I believe that they can turn the university into a smaller, leaner, but still very, very positive, productive university here in the Northern Hemisphere.
So we only have time for a couple more. We can go with Becky.
Governor, during public testimony, one of the things that people commented on heavily the last couple of years was public broadcasting. Can you explain the decision that you made there on cutting subsidies for TV?
Again, tough decisions. We left intact the emergency aspect of public broadcasting. We didn't veto that, but we believe that with the number of stations, both radio and TV, and just given our fiscal situation, it's really the fiscal situation that's driving the need to reduce the budget. And we believe that people will still be able to access programs through other means, We still keep intact the emergency broadcasting aspect of the public radio or public media. It's not easy, but this is going to be part of the overall reduction.
Greg?
This might be a question for OMB, Governor, but the position reductions, do those come to any specific departments? I mean, where are the majority of those? Can you comment on that?
62 Lacey or mm-hmm. 68 positions that are being reduced are throughout multiple departments. The most significant areas would be in the Department of Natural Resources. The Division of Agriculture is prioritizing their programs, and that will result in the elimination of several positions. The Nome Youth Facility closure will also result in significant number 18 positions being eliminated from the budget. Those are the two largest ones. The remaining positions are trickled throughout departments.
And we're just going to give the governor an opportunity to wrap up here, and we'll be through.
Again, as I mentioned, this is a difficult situation, but I believe everyone realizes that something has to be done. Prior years, there were attempts at using the PFD. People of Alaska rejected that. Attempts at multiple types of taxes. The legislature rejected that. So we ran on a platform of trying to close this budget. We're focused on doing that. We're using an approach in which we are reducing the size of government. We believe we can get there. Won't be easy, but the other options were not going to be easy as well. So I believe that if Alaskans pull together, we get through this year, we have discussions this summer and fall about how we're going to reduce even further next year. And if everything falls into place, I believe we'll have a balanced budget, sustainable budget going forward, especially if we get those constitutional amendments passed that lock us in. I think when that happens, you're going to see a continual growth of our private economy. For years, for decades, Alaska's government side of the economy has been pretty big. It's going to be smaller. But that doesn't mean Alaska's best days are behind us. Quite the contrary. I think Alaska's best days are ahead of us. The economy is roaring down south. There are institutions, individuals, and others that wish to invest in this country, but also in Alaska. We're having conversations with potential industries coming to Alaska. We believe that by getting this, the government side of things under control, we open up real possibilities for the private sector to grow exponentially. And so we're excited about that. Tough. It's going to be tough for a short period of time here, but we'll get through it. So I want to thank you all. There's going to be detail that these folks can answer and online, and I'm sure we'll have more conversations about the budget here over the next several days. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy speaking with the press live from the third floor of the State Capitol building in Juneau. Governor said he did sign the operating budget with 128 lines vetoed out of the legislature's operating budget bill. He announced an overall reduction of $680 million in the new fiscal year's budget over the one that ends on Sunday. He said that was about $390 million in new cuts on top of the legislature's reductions. That includes major cuts to the university system. He greatly reduced the legislature's transfer of money from the permanent fund earnings reserve to the permanent fund's corpus. That leaves more money for dividends, which is the topic of the upcoming special session set to begin July 8th. He reiterated there'd be no new taxes. He acknowledged that there's no easy way out of this budget situation regarding local property tax burdens and dividends and who bears the burden. Dunleavy said they'll resolve the rest of the revenue and spending gap next year. This concludes our special coverage. Gavel Alaska provided the audio for today's radio coverage. Statewide radio distribution is made possible by Alaska Public Media in Anchorage. And from KTOO in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.